never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or store it on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Sean Michaels. He lives in Montreal, and he's the founder of a popular music blog called Said the Gramophone. He's also the author of the novel Us Conductors. It's an historical novel about the inventor of the theremin. Sean Michaels, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
So this is a very predictable program. What are you reading?
I'm reading this great and strange book called Emberton by Peter Norman. Peter is a Canadian writer who bounces around between Ottawa and Toronto and Montreal. And this is his first novel, and it's this very kind of mischievous, peculiar, semi-gothic book about a sinister dictionary. Emberton is the name of, in this universe, of this essentially like the great Oxford Dictionary. And a young, secretly illiterate man gets a job for the dictionary. And it's this weird, twisting, turning yarn of his slowly discovering the dark secret at the center of this dictionary, which seems sort of absurd and fantastical, which it is. And but also, Peter's writing is so beautiful, and he has such a great turn of phrase. So it's a funny mixture of kind of a kooky, gothic, fantastical, magic realist book, and then this like really lovely poetic language as well.
That sounds really fascinating. Now, are you drawn to books where character is the sort of the main thing, or the prose itself, you know, the flow, the musicality, of, as it were, of the prose? What are the things that draw you to particular authors and particular books?
I think I really am a prose guy. I'm one of those style prose people. I really need to be able to chew on a sentence and enjoy the sound of it in my mouth.
is Peter Norman a fellow you've read lots of work of? Is he a relatively new guy? It seems new to me. I just wonder if he's you know, someone with a long catalog or a short catalog.
I think he's been contributing. I don't know. I saw him read at a festival in Ottawa, and I was really just smitten with the passage he read. Now I'm reading it, and I'm chomping through it. It's really great.
Let me ask you an unfair question. If you had to compare Peter Norman to other authors you've read, for folks who aren't familiar with Peter Norman, anybody come to mind?
Yeah, well, I think this book is kind of like a cross between Tom Robbins and the Bronte sisters or something like that.
Are you an e-reader or a book reader or a both?
I'm a both. I'm traveling right now, and so it's great, very convenient to have a bunch of books stored on my little device. But at home, I prefer to have some pieces of paper.
Are you the type who reads more than one book at a time? I know folks who have, you know, a book in their upstairs bedroom and their downstairs bathroom and their, you know, car and various other places.
Yeah. I think there's always more than one thing on the go in some way.
Well, Sean Michaels, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Sean Michaels, his debut novel is called Us Conductors. He blogs about music at Said the Gramophone. Sean is reading Emberton by the Toronto-based author Peter Norman. We've got a link to more information on our website. Come to wypr.org/whatareyoureading. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. You can hear our What Are You Reading conversations online and on the last Friday of every month during All Things Considered right here on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again, yes sir, one of these days I'm going to do it again.